That old school bell tells us it's time for another session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is going to be session number 38, and we're going to be talking about the pride and punishment of King Uzziah. Uzziah had started out so well, doing just what God had wanted him to do, and he had prospered so greatly. But then he was lifted up with pride and thought that he would do things that only the priests were supposed to do. And when he tried to burn the incense in the temple, he was punished for that with leprosy. And we're going to read about his pride and his punishment from 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 16 through 21. So get your Bibles and get your seats. And turn in your Bible to 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, and we'll begin reading in just a moment. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that this school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And our teacher is a preacher that is now long past by the name of E.A. Elam, who wrote Sunday school lessons for the churches to be used in the year of 1922. And this is part of the Sunday school lesson that he wrote for April 23rd of 1922. In the text, here is the story of Uzziah's pride and his punishment. Here we are, 2 Kings 26, verses 16 through 21. But when he was strong, and his heart was lifted up, so that he did corruptly, and he trespassed against Jehovah his God, for he went into the temple of Jehovah to burn incense upon the altar of incense, and Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Jehovah that were valiant men, and they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It pertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto Jehovah, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from Jehovah God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy broke forth in his forehead before the priest in the house of Jehovah, beside the altar of incense. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out quickly from thence. Yea, himself hastened also to go out, because Jehovah had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of Jehovah. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Well, that's the text. Here are Elam's notes. Azariah the high priest and 80 other priests followed Uzziah into the temple and withstood him, and remonstrated with him that it did not belong to him, but only to the priests to burn incense, because they were consecrated for this purpose to go into the sanctuary, and that it would not be for his honor from God to do this. And so we read about Uzziah's punishment. This resistance from the priest enraged the king, and with a censer in his hand, he pushed forward to burn the incense. When the leprosy brake forth on his forehead before the priest in the house of Jehovah beside the altar of incense, God smote him with leprosy for his transgression, as he had smitten Miriam in Numbers 12, 9 through 15, and Gehazi in 2 Kings 5 and verse 27. Uzziah's sin is parallel with changing God's word or commandments today. When Azariah, the chief priest and the other priests saw that Uzziah was leprous, they thrust him out of the temple, and he himself hastened to get out because Jehovah had smitten him. Why did God not destroy Uzziah as he did Korah and his company in Numbers 16? Uzziah's hastening himself to get out of the temple and not waiting for the priest to drive him out shows that he felt ashamed, and this may be the reason he was not killed. But he was leprous until the day of his death, dwelling in a separate house. It was God's law that lepers should dwell alone, Leviticus 13:46. During Uzziah's reign, there was an earthquake mentioned by Amos in Amos 1:1 and in Zechariah in Zechariah 14 in verse 5. But we do not know that if it occurred at this time. This lawless attempt of Uzziah to burn incense is the only exception to his good reign. His son, Jotham, was placed over his house to judge the people after he became leprous, and succeeded him as king when he died. He was buried in the field of burial which belonged to the kings, but not in the royal sepulchres themselves. Well, that is April 23rd, 1922. I'm going to turn the page now in this little Sunday school book, and we're going to look at the lesson that Elam had prepared for April 30th of 1922. And instead of talking so much about kings, we're going to begin talking about prophets, and particularly the great prophet Isaiah. We'll be looking at Isaiah 6, and so you may want to turn there in your Bibles and go ahead and be ready to read this with me. It's Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 13. And this is when Isaiah was summoned and the response that he had to that summon. It is quite an amazing chapter. Here we go. I'm turning it into the old copy that I have of the American Standard Version to read this for this lesson. Isaiah chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried into another and said, Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, Jehovah of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin forgiven. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. See ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn again, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be waste without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land become utterly waste, and Jehovah hath removed men far away, and the forsaken places be many in the midst of the land. And if there be yet a tent in it, it shall also in turn be eaten up as a terebinth and as an oak, in whose stock remaineth when they are felled, so the holy seed is the stock thereof. The golden text is found in our very reading, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. Here am I, send me. There's a devotional reading that accompanies this lesson, Psalm 67. I'll read verses 1 through 7. This psalm is for the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm or song. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy salvation among all the nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the people with equity, and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. The earth hath yielded its increase. God, even our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. And the introduction to this Sunday school lesson for April 30th, 1922, about Isaiah. Elam wrote about Isaiah in the time of his prophecies. Why skip in these lessons from the second book of Chronicles to the book of Isaiah? While several books intervene between Chronicles and Isaiah, they do not come in chronological order. And Isaiah prophesied during the reigns of kings Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, Isaiah 1:1. He was the son of Amoz. He belonged to this period of national history. Uzziah, during the latter part of whose reign Isaiah began to prophesy, was a grandson of Joash, whose history has been studied. Amaziah, son of Joash, succeeded his father and reigned 29 years. Uzziah, also called Azariah, the son of Amaziah, succeeded his father and reigned 52 years. Jotham reigned 16 years. Ahaz 16 years, and Hezekiah 29 years. It is not stated at what time in Uzziah's reign Isaiah began his work. Isaiah must have been an old man at the close of Hezekiah's reign. The ordinary chronology gives B.C. 758 is the date of Jotham's ascension. He was viceroy some years before Uzziah's death, 2 Chronicles 26:21, and B.C. 698 as the date of Hezekiah's death. This gives us a period of 60 years. Since his ministry commenced before Uzziah's death, and how long we do not know, supposing him to have been not more than 20 years old when he began to prophesy, he would have been 80 or 90 years old at Manasseh's ascension. Rabbinical tradition says that Isaiah was sawn asunder in the trunk of a tree by order of Manasseh, to which it is supposed that reference is made in Hebrews 11 and verse 37. Isaiah means salvation of Jehovah. He says, "Behold, I and the children whom Jehovah hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from Jehovah of hosts, who dwelleth in Mount Zion." Isaiah 8 and verse 18. His wife is called the prophetess. The name of his first son, Shear-Ashbub, in Isaiah 7:3, means a remnant shall return. His second son, Mehershalahashbaz, means the spoil speedeth and the prey hasteneth. Isaiah sustained to these kings of Judah the same relationship that Elijah and Elisha sustained to the kings of Israel. With these kings of Judah, Joash, Jeroboam II, Zechariah, the descendants of Jehu, Shalom, Menahikan, Pahikah, Pekah, and Hosea, the last one, they were contemporary. Josiah reigned 16 years, Jeroboam 41 years, Zechariah 6 months, Shalom 1 month, Menahem 10 years, Pekahiah 2 years, Pekah 20 years, and Hosea 9 years, when the captivity of Israel was destroyed and his subjects were carried away. Well, that's the bell. We're going to have to end class. Be ready for the next session.